Hello, this is a show from Radio. Eurogruppe aus Deutschland bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Phone is always ringing. The virus may spread this summer as the weather gets warmer, health officials have warned. There is no land, only concrete. Almost 100 firefighters took more than 5 hours to bring the blaze under control. There is no news anymore. Only press releases, catastrophe pieces, and fashion statements. The man has obsessions. He can't stop touching his phone.
Is there a way out? There must be a way out.
I had brought to arrest a criminal myself and was desperate to push the prosecution through. All the sick facts about this crime, all the hard evidence I'd accrued. But I sensed the case was doomed to fail between a sloppy magistrate and the overflowing jails when the main offender slipped out on bail. And within a London postcode day was stabbed to death, life crudely slayed in the harsh glare of a burger takeaway. The squalid end, the gangster life, the tragic play. But forget him, just try and forget him, he is over, he is gone. but this thing that won't leave my mind. The sickening trauma of what the girl went through. I sense it now as it occurred then and there. The snarl of the pack as they set upon her. I can feel it now still. Traces of what happened. An echo of hate. The traces of rape. And the splash of the bleach that they took to her crotch to wipe away the prints of a crime that infiltrate my dreams like scattered beats of crime. And is this just my imagination? But the gangster, the big man, there at the front of the roasting mob, mouthing off about respect and status. He ordered her to spit like a porn star, then slapped her hard on the back of the head when she dribbled on his pristine trainers, which produced the laughter the big man craved. And she, all of 17, with the thought processes of a 10-year-old. She had a learning disability, for fuck's sake. Maybe it is time to get out and try a different life. I don't think I understand the rules of the game anymore. For after 35 years in the force, in all the places I have been, this is the worst thing I have seen. This is something I will never forget. This is as low as it gets.
Her father died while she was held captive. He told reporters that she was traumatized and will need a lot of support. Antibiotics will soon stop working at a terrible human cost, Major Report says. The phone is always ringing. It will soon be too dangerous to perform cesarean sections, joint replacements, and chemotherapy if antibiotics become ineffective. The chilling fact is that because we hardwire nuclear thinking to every aspect of our defense capability, this will be nuclear war. He thinks about ringing people all the time. There is no land, only concrete. He is addicted to text and has become dependent on prescribed medication.
There is a way out. There must be. There must be a way out.
For 35 years now, the party has raged. 35 years of popping, ingesting, snorting, screwing, blowing, drinking, dancing, diving, skiving, striving to get higher, 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 all the time, anytime, every time. I am like some unclean beast of the streets. I'm thrown out of shops. am not allowed on public transport. Fellow street habituees step aside and move to neighbouring benches. Other parks, different areas, far-flung towns. The police refuse to arrest me. Municipal vans arrive to hose me down once a week, and tourists gather to take souvenir photos. Students of filth and decay descend to prepare dissertations. Folk of good concern make protest. I am a monster. How did it get to this? How did my blood become so thick it clots up and blackens like some foul night of death? When did I begin smelling like the sewer? Why does even the sewer avoid my company these days? My bones ache. They have become so brittle and knotted. They break so easily. Should I crush one for you now so you can see how flimsy they are? My flesh is. Look, here it is for the world to see. My dying skin, rotting and putrefying, with scabs and boils that are an affront to all who look at them as I stagger to the centre of town, scratching, 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 scraping my balls, trying to get to the bowels that are filled to the brim with the abominations of filth, real pus-filled streams of decay, oozing and seeping into my pants, where the worms and other living things thrive. Regardless, I have the fire in my belly now, and nothing will stop me. There is no turning back. And all the useless shit we consume, and all the oil and ozone we burn to make it, you clamour now to save the planet. But I say this, maybe the planet will do okay without us. Maybe the planet is going to be fine. Maybe the planet doesn't need our saving. Maybe this planet can get as polluted with as many chemicals as it can ingest. Maybe the planet will continue in all its very mutations. Does it matter? Not to me. What matters to me, and what I think it all boils down to, at the end of our day, having lived through all our ways, and with the memories that have stayed deep down inside. We'll be right back.
He probably has mutual friends with this woman on Facebook, but she doesn't exist. Even when he has the phone on silent, he can still hear it ringing. Toxic chemicals found in oil spills are getting into the oceans and marine wildlife as a result of the burning of fossil fuel and wildfires. Flash floods have struck South London, turning streets into waterways and submerging cars. Fish prefer eating plastic to food, even though it could kill them. The Earth's descent into the sixth circle of hell, plotted out by scientists. He finds himself talking to dead people on the phone. He finds himself talking to dead people on the phone. He finds himself talking to dead people on the phone.
Is there a way out?
It's a clear night. Somewhere up there, it's a clear night. With a sky that should be seen to be believed. It's a clear night. Somewhere up there, it's a clear night. A shining of the light, bright, white, clear night. Only slightly obscured right now. Turn off all appliances. Start with the computer screens. The television screens. The DVD screens. All those static electronic screens, disconnect them at the wall. Put them to one side, yay, stack them in the hall. And all your fridges, all your freezers, your transmitters and receivers, the washing machines, the other appliances, switch them off. Pull the plugs out of the sockets, leave them for some other time. All the little blue and red and green lights that pulse through the night, disconnect their source. Shut off all the streetlights, the office blocks and all them factories, the shopping malls and sports stadiums, the ring roads and motorways, the busy airports and the oil refineries. In fact, tear down the pylons, shut down the main grid and leave your homes. And walk into the streets, and walk into the fields, and walk into the squares, and walk into the woods. If you have a road, lie down flat upon its tarmac. If you have a wood, find a clearing in the trees. If you have a field, I would say you have it made. If you have a river or a barn or a loch or a pond or an ocean or a sea, ease yourself into it. Lie back. Immerse yourself. Just for a moment, listen to the beauty of the silence and tell me there is something here you've been missing. And now look at the sky and watch the stars and watch how the stars now watch you. And know that you are a star, and they starry, starry beings are you. You've been carrying a painted lady butterfly cupped in the palm of your hand, felt its fluttering wings, dusting frail neon trace of prisoner hurt against your coarse skin. You let it go and watch it fly up, silhouetting ghost ship like against the moon, blown along by the wind of your own breath. You feel human now for the first time in an age. And what a compelling life this is when all is said and done. Somewhere over in the distance, a mobile phone sounds off.
From Darkness to Light was written by Johnny Brown, produced by Chris Briley, with extra recording by James Stephen Finn. The voices were administered by Voice 1, Tam Dean Byrne, Voice 2, Chris Briley, Voice 3, Inga Talera. Music by Band of Holy Joy, Scrap and Salvage Movement. This is a Bad Punk / Resonance FM radio program for Rodia.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.